Hello, this is Jay Flanley, the Beaver for Beaver's World, powered by Emden, fueled by Pete's House. Today, NFL Weekly Review.
Busy week.
Week 5. We'll go through the summary of the games. Thursday night game, Rams beat the Seahawks. Russell Wilson getting hurt. Rams continue to look good. Diversified offense. Henderson was back. The running back, Aaron Donald. And Mr. Ramsey, this is a good football team. Matthew Stafford's like the sidecar. He just comes in and does his thing. Very good team. Russell Wilson probably going to be out for 2 months, which pretty much eliminates Seattle in a very tough NFC West. It might be the end of Russell Wilson in Seattle. Rams continue to look really good. Atlanta Falcons suck less than the New York Jets, 27-20. Here's an example of an adult quarterback versus a kid quarterback. Matt Ryan, Kyle Pitts. Do enough to beat Zach Wilson and the Jets. Not much to say. London game. The field goal kicker's nightmare game. Started as Joe Burrow versus Aaron Rodgers. Packers pull it out. Their kicker finally hit a kick after the Bengals kicker and the Packers kicker. I'm choking and forgetting his name all of a sudden. He's been there forever, too. They both, McPherson is the Bengals kicker. Mason Crosby is the Packers kicker. In the last, 3 minutes of the game, there were, 4 missed kicks, and then in overtime, they both missed. And finally, Crosby hit one. It's fun to see Joe Burrow progressing and doing well, and Aaron Rodgers kind of joked about that. He told him in order to get down and not take hits because he needs to play, but he's fun to watch, and the Packers are good. Bengals are right there. Bengals are close to being a really good team. It's going to be good to see Joe Burrow and the Bengals be interested because he's fun to watch. Minnesota Vikings lionized the Lions, these poor guys. It's one thing to have Tucker hit a ridiculous field goal to beat you. It's Joseph, who missed a kick a couple weeks ago that was much easier than this one. Cost him a game against Arizona. Lions score a touchdown, go for two, take the 17-16 lead with about a minute left. Vikings drive the field. Kirk Cousins, veteran, knows what he's doing. Two-minute offense master. Check his two-minute drill stats. You'd be amazed. Sets up the Greg Joseph field goal, 19-17. And Dan Campbell, that's my guy. I feel awful for the poor guy. Pittsburgh Steelers, 27. Denver Broncos, 17. Denver's just offensively challenged now without the full complement of receivers and skill guys. And Teddy Bridgewater's a game manager. And just basically, Big Ben's got Najee Harris now. They're kind of figuring out their offensive line, which is very young and rebuilding. So if you can't pressure that group and Chess Claypool and so forth. But, Steelers have a good defense. So they're able to run the ball with Najee Harris, 123 yards. Claypool had 130. Big day. Big day for them. Big win. Saints, this is the good week for Jameis Winston. 4 touchdowns. 15 for 30 for 4 touchdowns. 279. Kamara, big day, 71 yards. This Marquise Callaway, if you're a fantasy guy, 2 touchdowns, 4 for 85. Redskins just, I think their offense has been better than people think. It would be with Henke playing, who I'm a big fan of, but their defense with Chase Young and friends just hasn't stepped up, and that's a big reason why. Speaking of stepping up, Jalen Hurts, late drive. Beat Carolina Panthers, Carolina. Interesting game because Sam Darnold had some problems against the talented Eagles secondary. And Jalen Hurts just kept them in the game, scored 15 points in the second half as opposed to 3, and kind of stayed around and made a couple plays. Hurts touchdown run and 198 passing. Devonta Smith, who's incredible, their number one pick wide receiver. 7 for 77. Chuba Hubbard for the Panthers. 101 rushing, filling in for Christian McCaffrey. In the game we'll spend the least amount of time on, Derrick Henry and the Titans, 37. Jacksonville Jaguars in the fighting, or not so fighting, Urban Meyer, 19. James Robinson had 149 yards rushing for the Jags, by the way. But Derrick Henry, huge game. He always kills the Jaguars. Three touchdowns, 130 yards. Just the premier running back in this league, top 10 player in this league. Just a ridiculous talent. Fun to watch. Jaguars have a lot of problems, including the commitment and trust issues with their own head coach. So we'll see how that ends and progresses. Chicago Bears basically start the end of the John Gruden era. Justin Fields and friends played well. Got beat up a little, but he threw a touchdown. Khalil Herbert, big day, 75 yards. But Raiders just in a funk. Looked like a team that had been dealing with the racial situation with their coach, and it's now officially he's out. And Derek Carr and friends, you know, as Derek Carr said, we love the man, we hate the sin. Bears 20-9. The recipe for them, get enough plays out of Fields in that offense, they got a good defense. They can win a lot of games. I tell people this all the time. They made the playoffs last year with Mitch Trubisky and that defense. In the fantasy and gambler's dream game, San Diego Chargers overcome Cleveland Browns 47-42. They scored 26 points in the fourth quarter. The Browns scored 15. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt went wild. Justin Herbert went wild. 398 and 4 TDs. Mike Williams, 2 touchdowns, 165. My man, Exler, the running back, had 4 TDs. I have no idea. 3 TDs and about 130 yards. But, the Browns can ran for 230 yards. Mayfield threw for 301, and they lost. They had a receiver with 149. That's their tight end, Njuko. Chubb had 161. And then Mayfield had 305, and they lost. Maybe because, I mean, it's just, when you look at the players that Herbert has, that's a good football team. Keep an eye on the Chargers. They might be the best team in the AFC. They got some things to figure out, but they got a good football team. And, we'll see how that progresses, but wow, what a performance. Okay, so Patriots ride Mac Jones, 25-22 comeback after laying down for most of the game and scored 10 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Davis Mills made some plays against a kind of unstabilized and rebuilding Patriots defense with Stephon Gilmore trade happening. Dante Hightower showed up and had a big day. But they have some issues, but Mac Jones pulled it out, led him on a long field goal drive at the end of the game, and basically killed a lot of the clock, and by the time the Texans got the ball back, there wasn't a lot they could do with it. Huge win for the Patriots, who pretty much saved their season. With the moral victory stuff, can only get so far, you need some results. And it was a big win for the Patriots, in my opinion. They could easily be 1-4. Bless me. Could be 1-4, but they battled and they came back and won a game late. Any road game you win in the NFL is a good thing. In a severe beatdown and injury play game for the Giants, Dallas Cowboys 44-20. I tell people this, Dallas is scary good. Dak Prescott, big day. Zeke Elliott, big day. Defense, big day. Injured Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, the wide receiver, Galloway from the Lions. Zeke Elliott, 110. Kadarius Toney, before he got cost, 10 for 189 for the losing New York Giants. Dak Prescott, the most underrated, really good quarterback in this league. 302, 3 touchdowns. Dallas, scary good. 27 second half points, 17 in the fourth quarter. In the old school NFC game of the week, Arizona 17, 49ers 10. Trey Lance got beat up a little, had a good game running. DeAndre Hopkins, 87 in a TD. Kyler Murray, efficient, quiet, controlled passing game. Put in by Cliff Kingsbury, 22-31, 239 in TD. Just a quietly very good team, Arizona. Obviously, they're 5-0, but a lot of good players on defense. Buda Baker, who's the best defensive player you don't know about. J.J. Watt, everybody knows about. And Chandler Jones. Really, really good, solid football team. Kansas City Chiefs in the statement game of the week, and it said a lot about their team and the team they destroyed. Buffalo Bills 38, Kansas City 20. Wasn't even that close. Josh Allen, complete control all game. 15 for 26 for 315. He threw 26 passes, 315. Pat Mahomes really didn't have the ball much, didn't do much with it. Dawson Knox, 3 catches, 117, 1 TD. The Bills don't really have the strongest running game outside of Josh Allen, so they do a lot of like swing passes and modified runs and draws and things like that. They ran their ball 28 times in this game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got hurt for the Chiefs, which is a big deal. But, I mean, you look at their team, Hardman, Hill, and Kelsey, 12, 13, and 10 targets. You know, they need other people to make plays or those guys to make plays. Not one of these guys had 100 yards. The Bills completed 15 passes. They had one guy with 117, and then Stephon Diggs had 69. So, we'll see, but... You know, the Bills got good numbers out of their tailback tandem. 17 carries for 62 yards. That's a good number for them. And, you know, that's a good thing to have. When they can run the ball, they're going to be very dangerous. In another statement game, very proud day for me because I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. These idiots used to think he was just, he would have to play wide receiver. Leeds, huge comeback. Wins in overtime, goes down and scores a touchdown. Just an awesome, awesome win. Awesome job. Lamar Jackson is one of the premier players in this league. He's good for the league, too. Good ambassador, a good guy. Good to see. And the Colts are kind of disarrayed, but it's not Carson Wentz's fault. He made a lot of plays in this game. And he had to overcome stuff, so we'll see. But hope you enjoyed it. This was a good week. A lot of fun. And we'll see. But more exciting things ahead with week 6 here, the Eagles and the Bucks, Thursday Night Football. Again, this is Jay Flannelly, the B for B's World, powered by Unbend, fueled by Pete Sells. LFG, baby.